Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hello everyone, Jesse Green here. Welcome back to SavvyDentist.com and to the Savvy Dentist Podcast, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Today in this bite-sized episode, I want to be talking to you about strategy and tactics. I'm listening to a lot of marketplace chatter at the moment. I'm hearing people use the words strategy and tactics a lot, and I'm wondering if people understand the difference between the two, because in some cases, the words seem to be being used synonymously and they're not the same. So I wanted to start a conversation today around tactics and strategy. Tactics are short-term activities designed to help you get through a particular situation or to achieve a short-term outcome. I'm recording this podcast as we're in level two restrictions here in Australia as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. And over the last month or two, we've been really engaging in tactics to help people get through this situation, to know what to do as the restrictions hit, to know how to generate cash flow to keep afloat, to know how to manage your team to, you know, utilize the downtime effectively and productively. That's all very tactical sorts of things. And tactics are really important, particularly in that short-term timeframe. But as we go through this COVID-19 situation and do come out the other side, we're going to need to lift our eyes to the horizon again, and we're going to need to start thinking about strategy. It's important to understand that strategy is what's going to help you take your practice to the next level. Strategy rather than tactics is going to be required to help you build sustainable growth. So the concept of strategic growth is really important to understand. Strategic growth is not going to be achieved simply by working harder. If you want to double your revenue or triple your revenue, it's not going to come back to just working 2 to 3 times harder, because ultimately your time and energy is a finite resource, as is, you know, the time and energy of your team. We need to be able to think a little more strategically, but in terms of driving leads, managing capacity, all those other sorts of things as well. We also need to be really clear about the objective or the outcome we're trying to achieve. You know, clarity around what that looks like is critical, because without clarity of an outcome, we can spend our energy, our effort, and our resources going off in a variety of different directions that ultimately don't mean that we're going anywhere, which means we expend a lot of energy, a lot of effort, and, you know, don't get a return on that effort or energy. So it's also really important to think about the assets that we have at our disposal, you know, the internal assets, the assets that we can leverage. And we've also got to be able to identify opportunities. And the ability to identify opportunities comes back to seeing where the pain in the marketplace is. What are the gaps in the marketplace? And there'll be plenty of gaps in the marketplace moving forward that, you know, smart practice owners will be able to fill their own, you know, unique spin on doing things. We also need to be clear about what are the things that could impede our ability to get there. You know, what are the things that could trip us up? What are the things that could slow us down? What are the things that are going to impede our ability to achieve that particular outcome? So you've heard me use the word clarity a lot. Clarity is everything. And clarity comes through thinking critically. Clarity comes through spending time asking yourself good questions. And the ability to think critically as a result of asking a great question is going to unlock a lot of your creative juice. It's going to unlock a lot of opportunity for you. It's going to unlock a lot of potential. And my experience is that the best business owners I've ever encountered, dentists or otherwise, are those that spend a bit of time thinking quietly. Those that do it routinely, those that do it regularly, are very, very successful. And the ability to think critically comes from asking a well-structured question of yourself. So remember that, you know, clarity is going to be important around a few key areas of your business. Firstly, we want to be clear about the goal or the outcome. We want to be clear about how you're going to allocate your resources, how you're going to spend your time, how you're going to spend your money, how you're going to spend your energy. We want to be clear about the organizational structure. You know, we talk a lot about organizational structure in the work that I do, because having an idea of what your human capital is, you know, your human resources are, is going to be essential if you're going to grow your business. Who's on the team? Is that team structured correctly to make sure we achieve those goals? Who do we need to hire next? All of that organizational structure provides clarity about what we've got and maybe where we need to go next team-wise. We need to be clear about the challenges and the obstacles that must be overcome. We've spoken about that already. And we've got to make sure that we prioritize resources, as I've mentioned, time, energy, effort, money. And we've got to be really clear about risk. Risk is, I think, the essential ingredient of strategy that is often overlooked. Risk is about asking yourself, what don't I see? Risk is about asking yourself, what could disrupt my future stream of earnings? Risk is about asking yourself, if I was going to compete with myself, how would I trip myself up? And once you've thought about those risks, it's about quantifying those risks, which means, what's the likelihood of that event occurring? What's it going to cost me if it did occur? Do I have much control over that outcome? And then, of course, it's about putting in place risk mitigation plans. And one of the things that a crisis such as COVID-19 will teach everyone is the ability to manage risk. And over the last few weeks and months, we've seen a lot of cash flow risk. We've seen people who have prepared well, and we've seen others that have not prepared well. And those lessons coming out of this will be around cash flow management, making sure that, there's enough cash at hand to weather any particular storm. So that's just one type of risk. But risk analysis, risk mitigation is an essential part of strategy. So again, as you build out your strategy, as you begin to look to the horizons, you're going to have clarity around your goals. What's the outcome looking like? You need to have clarity, as I said, around your organization. You need to have clarity around how you're going to use your resources and how you're going to, prioritize and use your time and activities from a time perspective as well, which ties into that. You're going to need to be clear about the obstacles and challenges to overcome, and you're going to need to be super clear about risks and how to mitigate them. And if you can do that, then you're well on the way to being organized in terms of strategy. I'd also really encourage you to understand that strategy comes from diagnosing a problem up front. You're diagnosing an outcome that you want to achieve or a problem. What's the real thing going on here? Strategy doesn't come from filling in a boxed template on a page. So just avoid that. You've got to do the hard work. You've got to do the thinking so that you can come up with a strategic plan that works for you rather than just trying to fill in the blanks on a template. All right, that's the beginning of our series on strategy, and we'll come back and have another talk about that next time. Take good care. We'll see you soon. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/Savvy Dentist.